You are here to remember your divine intelligence. Yours is unique to you, your own energetic signature and frequency. What was stripped away and distorted through conditioning in our youth and young adulthood is here to be reclaimed with vigor and excitement. In an age where outside energies are asking us to give away our power and what we are learning to be true about ourselves, know that concurrently you are being asked to remember your brilliance and why you came to inhabit a human body at this time. This seems like the stuff of science fiction, that we hold the ultimate riches inside, not to be found in our outer worlds. Not in a news outlet, not in a book, yet inside you. Join me as I embark on this solo episode about where we find ourselves today and imagining a future where you decide how you want to live your precious life. Thanks for being here, and let's get into it. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. It's early Wednesday morning here in Chicago. And I want to welcome back my listeners who are tried and true, whether you listen to every darn episode or whether you listen to a lot of them. I thank you, deeply grateful from the bottom of my heart that I am saying something that's worthy to listen to. And, you know, we're all on, I think, a re-embarkment of our worthiness and knowing that what we have to say is important and true. And I am here for that. I am all here for that. In the past month, I've had so many great episodes. So what sitting in the seat is teaching me is that we are all extraordinary. And we all have an extraordinary or extraordinary story, a life story. And I think that I always say mystical sisterhood shows me the way. And I want to say back up for a second. If you're new here, welcome. That's what I meant to say. If you're new here, welcome. And I hope you find some messages that resonate with you. So the life story and listening to people's sort of through lines and their threads and their big events and what, you know, what are their awakeners and who are their teachers and everything. It's so beautiful and it's so fun to explore. And so in a way, I'm beginning to see, and you would think this is episode 180, but I'm beginning to see how important your story is and that we all have that. I want to just say quickly that the last month that preceding this, my beautiful guests were Reverend Hani Borden last week, and she is founder of Ascension Alchemist, has a podcast. She told of her near-death experiences and afterlife experiences. Phenomenal, beautiful. Was so happy to host her. Alifia Lindo was the week before, I think in 178, talking about the quantum world and us being part of it. And we talked about healing. We talked about how timeline leaps can be made in very short order, not in the linear time that we've been taught. And that was a very, I feel like, teaching episode. Yes, it had parts of Alifia's story, but you're going to learn so much about the quantum. And no matter where you are, you're going to pick up something. So go to the titles that really pique your interest. And before that, I had Kathy Bressler. And I only met Kathy, who started Alter Community in Chicago a few months ago when I went to see Tama Keebs, a former guest. And you know, this web is being woven. This tapestry is being, I don't want to use the word woven again, but it is gaining in its strength. It's gaining in the collective voices. And this is my part of the world where I want to amplify beautiful messages, those of love, yes, those of light, those of your truth, those of getting in touch with your essence and authenticity and why that's so important in the now time. And AI produced, or I should say AI written episodes are beginning to be big in this field. And you know that I'm human. I'm coming here in my humanness. There's not a perfection. There was never meant to be. But what's been going on with me is that I moved out my son from his second year in college, and today I'm celebrating his 21st birthday. I've been reconnecting with old friends and making new ones. I continued to support one of my kids on a health journey. And I know I just said the one birthday, but I celebrated three Taurus birthdays in my household. So three bull personalities. Those vary though. And I held an event with 13 women in my garage this past weekend. So, I enter the space today with gratitude, and I have a folder of possible solo episodes. And today I woke and I just wrote this one from my heart. And I also wanted to point out that I get in my email box every day, it's called Notes from the Universe. And the guy who produces it is Mike Dooley, and a lot of you might know him, but he writes Notes from the Universe. And I think he's at Tut, like King Tut, Tut.com, TUT, and or something like that. Look up Mike Dooley, but you can sign up for his Notes on the Universe. And I'll give you an example just so you know. And this is a happy, like I open these every single day because I want to read what it says. It's very fun. He said, today said, so very much can happen, Maureen, in a lifetime or even on a single day of any lifetime. Yet I can assure you that whatever has or will happen in yours, no matter what chasms you cross, heights you scale, or how many people you love or loved by, when all is said and done and you take that final look over your shoulder, what will humble you the very most will be that you got to be Maureen Spielman of all people, the universe. And so it's kind of funny because we all have a sea of emails in our inbox that we're like, they can crowd. And I'm a person who gets rid of them, tries to. And I know people who have zero. I know people who have 10,000, but I like to keep mine underneath 100. But I always read the notes from the universe because they orient me to where I want to be. And so anyway, last night, today's episode comes off. Yes, I was looking at technology. I was watching my iPad last night and I was watching Gaia TV. And I pretty much fell asleep to Greg Braden talking about how, and he's layering this information. And if you don't know Greg Braden, he is an American who I'm going to say to me, he's a mystic. He studies history. He is a scientist. He is a deep delver into life, but he has been coming forward with a lot of messages that resonate very closely to how I look at the world. And last night's programming was, he was talking about the deep intelligence we hold inside of us and how what we create is part of our consciousness, and it's also gives us feedback into our own intelligence, let's say. And he was talking about cellular intelligence, and it had very many layers. But what I'm seeing today is that, wow, 2026, who knew that AI would be exploding, that we would be able to have wearables that track our every not only step, it started with steps, right? But it can track our sleep and it can give us any calculation we want about ourselves and all these outside metrics that tell us who we are. Yet we're at this place where concurrent, side by side, parallel, interwoven, however you want to look at it, to everything that something on the outside can do with us, there is a great mass awakening occurring. And we can't see it. So, I mean, we see it some places, but we can't always see it. So, my North Star is believing it, believing that there's something out there that's growing in light and love and has humanity at its highest intention, holding humanity and bringing humanity forth. So, I was thinking about how it's human nature to want to know how am I doing. In a sense, it is. But then as I write that, I wonder, is that inborn or conditioned to want to know how I'm doing? From a young age, we compare children as to when they take their first bite of food, when they first sit or speak their first word or take a step. And those things are so important, of course, but we begin tracking the evolution of a human by what they're doing from a very early age, right? And of course, those are developmental milestones. So they make sense early. But then we go into school systems. I was thinking about like even preschool when we start saying they're either satisfactory or they're unsatisfactory. And we use these words to kind of size a little person up. And then we go on to all the years we spend in school. with a grading scale that has five, I think it's A, B, C, D, F, right? I don't know where the E went, but that F stands for failure, right? And A plus means go for it. You're great. And so just all these messages of, I'm going to tell you how you're doing. And we didn't really grow up having a sense that how we were doing was okay. It was always being rated. So it was, as I was writing this episode, those ideas came for me. And I think it's no wonder that we get older and we have this sense of, am I enough? Could I possibly be enough? But I know enough of us are doing this, I'm going to call it awakening work, that we're like, wait a minute, that we're really questioning it. And that the questioning it is what I'm calling forth, I guess. I'm going to say some things about myself. I first embarked on my first coaching. I'm a former speech language pathologist. And if you listen, you know that. And I spent years working in children's hospital, early intervention with kids. Kids were my main area. Then I went on when I was raising my own children. I did a lot of work around social emotional work. And just these were the areas I was interested in. And so it's not surprising that I'm doing what I'm doing. But in 2018, I did my first coaching program. And that was studying integrative health coaching through a program, a certification program Duke University had. And I had sat in personally so many therapy hours up to that point, but I had never turned to explore coaching and I believe the deeper layers of our lives. And it started with that first program. And then I've gone to study many different modalities. And I'd say I spent a lot of time saturated with Dr. Shefali Sabari in conscious parenting. And don't let that title fool you, because conscious parenting is really, it sounds like it's how to parent our kids. And it absolutely is. I don't want to disservice that. But it's also about our relationship to self. Because when we go to parent, our relationship with self always comes up. And then I studied with Susie Lula, and her program was spiritual psychology. Love, 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 was so immersed in it. And I've loved both of these for all the gifts that they've given me. And they are beautiful points to begin your journey. So, as happens on these paths, I became more aware of myself, my own patterns, my belief systems. When I studied with Dr. Shefali, she talked a lot about our conditioning and how it affects how we see the world. And so that was only 6 years ago in 2020. And I felt like it was someone took the glasses off my face and said, let me clean those for you. Because I had never known, I had in a way, but I had never known that the glasses, the metaphorical glasses I was wearing, were so clouded over by my conditioning. And I was in awe and wonder at how that conditioning had shaped how I lived my life, perceived the world. And I took them off and cleaned them again and again, not always getting it right, but trying. I learned about the beautiful world of our emotions and how they're messengers with messages for us. And it was like magic had entered my world to understand that we were so intelligent that, alas, after all this time believing the contrary, that I perhaps was intelligent. I began decoding and thanking and integrating and understanding emotions into my daily life, and then was able to understand those of my family members, recognizing the patterns, recognizing those that were of my family of origin with my husband and our three children, and also where I came from and ancestral things that were coming through. And I began to believe, and we all have different beliefs here, that I was held by a loving universe. And that was part of spiritual psychology, one that was made up of a loving universe with loving particles, but also of these quantum particles, those which we breathe every day, that literally held me while I was standing and sleeping, that responded to my thoughts and desires and wishes. And believe me, there have been learning curves in all of this. And I am a student of life just as you are. I turned over what I had been shown in my childhood and what it meant to love the universe that I came from, source energy. And my worlds were changing through this time, and I was understanding myself in a different way. The knowledge layered inside of me, and I became a student of what it means to be human. I began to show the way to others through coaching, guiding them and layering on compassion and understanding and intention into their lives, all the while doing it for myself, showing them that there were so many distortions and kinks in the system that developed over the course of our lives, that these were energetic patterns here to dissolve through seeing beneath the surface In clients, I can see the excitement to be in the conversation, whether it's individual or in groups, a desire to change the conversation, to understand themselves more than they have identified with. I think it's what draws them to the doorstep of coaching or group work in to begin with, I should say, curiosity about ourselves in a grounded way, knowing that diving deep within can have us facing what we haven't faced in a new way and also uncovering inner riches and the gold inside that is here for us to unpack. And when we do, we begin to bring forward our true self, a shiny, beautiful one, less afraid to speak our voices, share our truth, tap into our needs, identify desires, all of it. So why did I go down this path today? I started with Greg Braden and falling asleep to him last night. And I'm here today to just remind you of the supreme intelligence within. Your human intelligence, your soul intelligence, your intuitive intelligence, it comes built in as you enter this world. It shows up for us in different ways. And I feel like sometimes I say the same message over and over, but then I know that that's not completely true. I layer certain things, but I'm going down this path once again today, and I'll say it from the rooftops, that you are in control of your life, that you are the most important decision maker in your life about how you choose to live with compassion, with non-judgment. And I say this to empower you, to remind you, to create excitement in you, to pull back to yourself any power you have given away to an outside source, whether you have or you have not. We all have. There's not right or wrong to it. I believe in our lives, things are divinely put in our path for what we're here to learn. I'm here to remind you always of your brilliance and the love that you inherently are, the love inside that we're all getting back to, choosing love over fear. I love being in conversation with individuals about these topics. And when we shift the conversation to these topics and we pull back and take a look at our choices and what choice we're going to make. So, delving into the self with a new lens that allows you to see your own brilliance, that's not just reflected back through me saying it to you, but a mirror inside yourself where you see your own stunning abilities. And it isn't measured in charts. This isn't compared with a neighbor. This is a fact of who you are and who you came to be. Let's join together and know that we do not want to give away our inborn capabilities to ponder, to analyze. Let's not outsource our decision-making to a computer or get so far from what our body is telling us that we need an outside measuring source to know oneself. Our bodies are guiding us and hold intelligence for us. Let's commit to tap in, to move, to respond to whatever your truth is. When you turn to an outside news source or read yet another devastating article, ask yourself, how does this make me feel? Is this the story I will believe in for today, or can I choose another one? When we build nests of love within ourselves and then take it out to our loved ones, friends, and family, the love builds, and believe it or not, based on energetic principles, it amplifies and becomes bigger and stronger. The world is begging for us to tap into our own supreme intelligence. If you choose, repeat after me. I am intelligent. I am resourceful. I am brilliance. I am love. I came to love. I am creativity. My body holds my answers. My life is my guide. My brain, my body, my cells respond to my loving presence. You can add on here whatever truths you know. Write them in your journal, say them to yourself. Create mantras that are made up of gratitude for the journey, gratitude for your experiences, gratitude for you. The huge thing that I've learned sitting in this seat is that we are natural born creators. Week after week, I sit with individuals who are coming forward with their life's work or passion. Week after week, I sit with individuals who are coming forward with their life's work or passion. And yes, it was influenced by outside teachings, but they alchemize it in just the way they do. No one can take that away from you. Some examples are the engineer turned photographer, the financier with a side yoga practice, the day trader turned meditation guru, the board of trade runner turned Reiki master, the fix-it mother turned compassionate Buddhist, the feng shui designer exploring the world, the former teacher now in home design. I remember one of, I think, my gifts and abilities is to remember the stories, to be a story holder, to see what you're up to and do a little pattern decoding of it, which is really fun. And that's a fun thing that we can do together if you ever decide to pursue coaching and you want to know, what am I up to here? These are examples of loved ones in my life turning life on its head, looking within, trusting themselves. And we don't always have that trust to begin with, right? We need those reminders. There's a trust and there's a permission we give ourselves to allow to expand your own gifts and talents. And it tells me over and over and over again that why we are here is encoded within us. I refuse to believe we live in a time where we are meant to relinquish these gifts and abilities. And we must be here to remind our children of that too. So that's where I'll finish for today. This is something that I've done episodes on before, and I'll come back to because I feel it's so important. And it must be one reason that I took this microphone. Do not give away your power. Pull it back. Put that energy into understanding yourself, cultivating you, what you want to experience in these precious moments, hours, days, months, and years on this planet. We need you in your full essence. We need you. And your total authenticity. We need your voice. We need your fire. We need your passion. We need your vigor. Because this collective light is growing. There is no doubt. Believe nothing else. And I'm here on the ride with you. We need each other as clear-headed as we possibly can be, pulling in resources that help us live our fullest lives. So when we come to the end of it, we can know that we not played full out, but we lived full out. With love and gratitude for you assisting me in growing energetically, Mystical Sisterhood. No matter what the downloads say, it's an energetic growth. This week, I ask you to please share this episode with anyone you want to grow this message with. Bring your brilliance into your conversations. Know that it's divinely you. You know the answers, you know the way. And if you don't just yet, reach out for a session to discover just what those gifts might be. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.